If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Here to the Fred Dreyer Show. That's right, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We need to get him up a little bit on the camera there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, what happened to my
We do this show live on YouTube. You can check it out, everyone, but it's on radio. That's our main thing here. We're on Sirius XM channel 117, XM channel 203, and XM Sirius on their app on the internet 967. Our flagship 790 KBC. We're on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and then Facebook Live, YouTube, Roku, CRNTalk.com, and we still need Fred a little bumped. Up there,
yeah, I feel like one of the East Side kids.
Corey, if you've never seen our show on video, you want to see the opening. Oh, there we go. We're getting a little better. Corey Marino is there. There's Fred Dreyer. Fred, you're kind of sandwiched in between the Corey and myself.
I need a bigger microphone. That's to it. Make me look further away.
Our producers of the show, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, he won't be seen dead with us in the studio. But Corey Marino, we can talk him into coming on there. How you doing, Corey? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we brought you in because you're kind of the expert on the trading deadline in baseball, and we want to
He is?
Loose-term expert.
Yes, I used to. Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Except when it comes to the Baltimore Orioles, then we
digress. I'm going to be listening.
Yeah, Jeremy was supposed to be on, too, but I don't think we ran out of cameras here or something. Next week, Jeremy will be on.
Well, Jeremy's, he can stand behind us.
Yeah, it's true, Jeremy. No, Jeremy's leaving the studio now. Don't go too far, Jeremy. We might lose video. It might be one of those Donald Trump things where they at the NAB with the black journalists and poor Trump couldn't hear anything because they made him wait 45 minutes and the audience was all ticked off. And Trump says, don't get mad at me. These people can't hook up microphones. And he was waiting backstage along with the audience in front of the stage for the NAB to get their microphone set up.
National,
you don't have that
National
problem here.
Association of Broadcasters.
Very good, Fred. That's good. You passed the test. You can sit here for the rest of the show.
I studied for that thing,
That's good. It's the National Association of Broadcasters, black journalists there. So BJ for black journalists.
BJ.
For black journalists. We'll be back with more here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Stay with us. We're underway.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-289-0413. 800-289-0413. 800-289-0413. That's 800-289-0413.
All right, welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're ready to go. And Fred was making fun of my new glass that I have here for you. This is all glass. I listened to Dr. Jeff Barkey, and I no longer use plastic. It's total glass, so I don't get any plastics in my system.
Well, will you lose weight now?
I hope so. You've dropped a few pounds, I've noticed.
I have, because I'm in deep thought.
Is that what happens?
You ever have these moments where, like on the weekend, you realize you're by yourself in your house,
mm-hmm,
or on your property?
I've had that.
Or driving to the car wash.
Yeah.
You're by yourself,
mm-hmm,
and there's so many things you haven't thought about.
And so you start thinking them.
And so you start hurrying up to think about them. And come up, by the time I get home, I want to have answers to all of these things.
Do you make a thought sounds like, kind of, you know, when you're...
That's a waste of time.
All right.
They used to do that in the old days.
Yeah, but not now. I still do it. It helps to kind of think about things.
Yeah.
And we may have some of that thinking about, because we're going to go over some of the trades here at the trading deadline. Let's kind of start. Maybe we'll finish with the Dodgers. I don't know about you guys. Corey Marino is our producer. Fred Dreyer here. I'm Michael Horn. But it seems like there's more trading being done nowadays because pitchers are just throwing their arms out all the time. Somebody get the dog is in the studio. You were worried about your phone going off there, weren't you? There we go. Let the dog out, if you would, everybody. Okay. So I think there's more trades going on because pitchers are on the DL, and they're throwing fast, but they're burning their arms out. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the fact that a pitcher doesn't have just one but two, and if they're really good, they have three Tommy John surgeries, right?
Well, if you don't have three by the time you're in your 10th year, you know...
What do you think?
Then you can sit at the end of the bench.
Well, I agree. So we got some trades, and here we go now. And we got Corey in here because he researched this for us. But the Dodgers, and I've heard this in a lot of reports, they received, they think, probably the most outstanding pitcher that was available, and that's right-handed pitcher Jack Flaherty from Detroit, the Detroit Tigers. And is he a good pitcher, Corey? Do we like him?
Yeah, we do.
Why?
He's definitely the best starting pitcher the closers that the Padres got, he was, I forgot his, oh, Scott Tanner, I believe. Yeah.
Scott Tanner.
He's getting tanned.
Scott Tanner.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah, they got a good reliever
there. It's either or.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah. But we, yeah, he's a really good starting pitcher for us. He has a...
So that's your team, is the Dodgers as well,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Okay, good.
We are LA.
We're a national
proud.
We're a national show. We do the show from Los Angeles, but we shouldn't show parody for any particular team, but go Dodgers.
We're
good, okay,
Dodgers.
And we hate the Astros. All right, thank you. That's so we got that out of the way. But the Dodgers got a bunch of pitchers on the DL, don't they? There's a lot of guys that are just Bobby Miller and
Bueller and Yamamoto.
All of those people have not done anything for the Dodgers.
Has the Walker Bueller, has he set a record for being on the DL the most times in 3 years, Fred?
He set a record for complaining the most.
Okay. And then the one guy we had who was great, the Dustin May,
yep.
And he was out and he was about ready to come back and he was eating dinner and then blew out his esophagus. I don't know how that happens. That sounds serious.
He must have been chewing awfully fast.
I had some, I had broccoli one time. I blew out something else, but it wasn't the esophagus. So anyway, so the Tigers got, so tell me about these guys the Dodgers gave up. They said they didn't give up much. This is some of their minor leaguers. Is it Theron Lirizano, the number four prospect, that's number four, and the shortstop Trey Sweeney, a minor league player. Their catcher, first baseman for Theron. Is it Theron Lirizano? Is that correct?
Yeah. Theron Lirizano.
So he's that probably good for Detroit, right?
He's good. The Trey Sweeney, I looked up, and we had gotten him in a trade from the Yankees, and he hasn't been. The only great thing about him is you guys would like it. He's a switch hitter.
So. Well, the fact that he was on the Yankees, I'm suspect. the Yankees are going to give away stuff. So you like that trade, Fred, Jack Flaherty? I think the Dodgers needed a starting pitcher. That's probably pretty good.
I like the two pitchers they got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to assume, according to our conversations about pitchers,
yes.
We're going to have to qualify this list that the Dodgers got. We're going to have to qualify this with Matt Young.
And we'll get him on the show because Young knows this.
I've got a lot of things I got a bone to pick with Matt Young about how these pitchers are behaving. They're not behaving very well.
Matt Young, former the Seattle pitcher, Dodger pitcher. Did he play on Oakland, I think? I forget where he played.
Yeah, he had 17 teams.
He didn't. But he did have Tommy John surgery and came back pretty quickly. Tommy Lasorda had him back in there pitching and picking up pasta when he had an off day to bring it down.
Well, he had his arm in a sling, and he used to stuff pizzas in the sling.
And bring it in.
And bring it into Tommy.
It's good. We'll talk about Tommy in a second here, too. But through 18 starts this year, the Dodgers' new pitcher, Jack Flaherty, I kind of like the name. He's a former California guy, Southern California.
Yeah, Harvard Westlake.
They had a picture of him on, I think it was Instagram, showing him as a little kid dressed up as a Dodger. So that might be the magic, like Yankee pinstripes being with the Dodgers. And I do believe the Dodgers have a good pitching staff. They can take some kind of guys that are maybe washed up a little bit and polish them up like you would an old car. And next thing you know, everybody's saying, hey, how much you want to, you got to get that car. I'd like to buy it from you. But before, it was, all dusty. And the Dodgers are able to change the way the pitcher grips the ball or finds a little something in their delivery, and they've done well.
It's I'm not sure I followed
Mark Pryor, their pitching coach. That's good. I'm just trying to, give you a little something to talk about, Fred.
Yeah, well, I'm going to set that aside.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. The Yankees said they didn't go after Jack Flaherty because they thought he was damaged goods. They think he might have some problems with his back. Am I right, Corey?
Yeah, he has some lingering back issues, but it hasn't caused him to miss much time or affect his pitching. He's still one of the top starters in the league right now.
He pitched okay for one season, then he had the terrible seasons, and this year through 18 starts, Fred,
yes.
He's got a 2.95 ERA. He's got a 7.0 strikeout to walk ratio. Here's what he did. He got rid of his cutter, and then he saw a little bit of an uptake in velocity, elevated his strikeout rate to a staggering degree. And so among all the starters this year who've thrown 100 innings, he ranks second in strikeout to walk ratio and fifth in the strikeout rate. So that's a good pitcher.
How many games has he
100 innings.
100 innings. Yeah. That doesn't sound like a bad
18 starts. He's been an 18 starting.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. And so there you have it there. Now, they also got, who else they get, Corey? They got this, the Dodgers got this utility player, Tommy Edman.
Yeah, and Michael Kopech.
That's the other pitcher you like, Fred. You like Michael Kopech, did you say?
I do like him.
Yeah. And they also got another right-hander, Oliver Gonzalez. Tell us about him, Corey.
I think he's just, he was just a throw-in, a minor leaguer that they'll use around and see if we can develop him, and he could be a part of the lineup maybe in a year or so.
They got these guys from the White Sox or the Cardinals? Because the Cardinals got Eric Fetty as a right-handed pitcher, outfielder Tommy Pham, and a player to be named later by the Dodgers. The White Sox got outfielder Miguel Vargas, who was doing pretty well for the Dodgers, Fred.
Well, that team has a load of bad ball players.
The White Sox.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, I think Mark Miguel Vargas will help them out. They got Jarrell Perez and an infielder, Alexander Albertus, and a player to be named later from the Dodgers. So what's this guy? Edmund is like 29. He's a utility guy. Well, he, I guess, not a real big bat, but he's pretty good as far as playing the field.
Yeah, he'll just be in rotation as our infielders and outfielders come back. He'll be like a Kike type player where he could play multiple positions and then sometimes come in with a decent bat.
And then Michael Kopech, the right-hand relief pitcher, Fred, you said he was a Dodgers target. 28 years old. Yeah. He's got good stuff.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, I remember watching
him. He's a big, strong guy, has an attitude.
I like that.
Dodgers don't have enough of those people.
A big right-hander in the Don Drysdale style, like a tall guy sort of that can bring it.
He's a big guy, and he wants you to feel his presence out there.
4.74 ERA he's got on there, and it's he's pitched 43 and two-thirds inning. And then the Dodgers got Ahmad Rosario again. Why?
Well, I don't know.
It was something that he didn't get when he was here before.
Championship.
Yeah.
And they also, Dodgers released, Ryan Yarbrough, and they got Kevin Kiermaier.
Kiermaier, yeah.
From, who was he on the,
was he a reliever?
Blue Jays, I believe, right?
No, he's a center. He's an outfielder.
Kiermaier. Maybe it was Boston. We'll have more for you. Stay with us. We'll get it together. We're here on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Who the hell was he?
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. Fred is the all-pro defensive end. He is two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter. All-pro defensive end, and he had two safeties there against the Green Bay Packers, as I recall. Jim Delgazzo was one of the quarterbacks, as I remember, and Scott Hunter, I believe, was the second one. Am I right, Fred?
Yeah, you're right on the money, Mike, as you usually are.
Thank you very much, Fred. Fred's in a great mood tonight. So, all right, so this Nick Ahmed is on the Dodgers. They traded for him, and James Paxton was placed on assignment, and the Red Sox picked him up because the Dodgers got River Ryan to come in and make his debut on the 22nd.
He looks like he could have an attitude.
River Ryan?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the name.
He looks like he's ready to tell Dave Roberts to get off the hill.
Yeah, because he was saying he wanted to have one more. Here's the thing. I think managers should allow the player, if he goes out there to the mound, talk to him first. Don't just take him out. The guy's winning a game 5-0, and he's got one guy on, and there's two outs. Let him have another chance at an out.
I've not seen a manager this year or the last 5 years really ream a pitcher out. And leave him in.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Go out there and talk to him and tell him to shut up and do what I tell you to do. Otherwise, I'm going to come out here again.
That's it. So, you know, you get that out. So, there you have it. And then Ryan Yarbrough was designated for assignment. And as I mentioned, he went to the Blue Jays. And we got the Dodgers got.
what happened to the Blue Jays, by the way? I mean, they just kind of
collapsed.
They had
a great team. And I think they got rid of Justin Turner. Didn't they trade him? They moved him somewhere.
Yeah, he went to the Mariners. Did he go to the Marlins?
He went to the Mariners.
The Mariners?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
He's going to spend the next 5 years going from team to team.
It's all right. He's a good player on the team. Got a lot of knowledge, and he's a good designated hitter. Dodgers have Shohei Ohtani, but you know, it's tough to kind of break into that one.
Dodgers will hire him to manage.
He might. He's big in L.A. too, Justin Turner. I'm sure he makes himself big. Now, let's get a little national feel of this here. That's kind of our – anybody else you should know on the trading deadline that sparks your thought process there, Corey?
Not really. It was a bunch of people, but it was just a bunch of middling players, in my opinion, other than the
San
pitchers
Diego
that we got.
That reliever was pretty good, right?
Yeah, he's good. Well, but who is it? Every time Tanner Scott. But every time San Diego gets a reliever, they just don't end up working. They had Josh Hader, and he went to poop.
Well, they say San Diego's got to make it this year because they got a lot of big salaries that they're probably going to have to dump at the end of the season. So
what
this
happened
is
to Hader?
Hader was
on the Astros now.
Yeah, I think on the Astros.
They traded him.
I think he
Jim Crane's team. The guy,
I think
your
he
favorite
was free
owner.
Agency. Yeah. This year, yeah. This offseason.
Yeah, he was a free agent. He got signed, and he's with Jim Crane, your favorite owner. Your favorite owner, Jim Crane of the Houston Astros.
Jim Crane, yeah. We got to go over to Jim's house for...
Speaking of that, for what are we going to do?
We're going to go to Jim's house.
Okay.
whether he knows it or not.
He's going to go pay him a visit. And they were saying that, you know, Alex Cora might be available as a manager for the Dodgers. I don't want Alex Cora. He's a cheater. He was a bench coach for the Houston Astros, and then he was cheating, wasn't he, with Boston? Nobody brings that up. He was suspended
for
a year.
Nobody here in this town.
Get rid of Alex Cora from baseball.
They won't ask Cora. Do you think that Dave Robertson could be fired and you would get hired?
I would boycott. I can't take Alex Cora. I'm sorry.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, so Corey, you put together this big study. You've been working on this for weeks, and this is you went to the stadiums, you researched it, and you found out the weirdest foods in the Major League Baseball stadiums. Correct?
Yeah, I did. We traveled around a bunch of places. A couple places have multiple, like the Kansas City Royals. They have Taste of the K Taco, which is a hot dog wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla topped with brisket, fries, lettuce, pickled onion, sriracha, cracker jacks, and barbecue sauce.
What do you think, Fred?
You're going to want to eat that right before bed.
So that's they also have the Back to Blue burger. They got two of the Royals, right?
Yeah.
This is a new burger complete with a bright blue bun, as Bing Crosby would say. It's a bright blue bun to match the team. It's got bacon. It's a bright blue bun, bacon, blue cheese, buffalo style aioli, and it's Back to Blue burger. And it's lettuce and tomato. Well, that sounds
all
right.
See, that screws it up for me.
Wow. How so?
Well, they have to put onion and tomato on everything.
Yeah.
Can't you just get imaginative and slap a big bouquet of parsley on there?
That's it. I got to tell the culinary geniuses at Dodger Stadium, they got to bring back Farmer John hot dogs. They got some kind of... The hot dog is like, it's ground up sawdust. It has no juice at all. It is the worst. And I love the Dodgers. And it was the all beef, and it was terrible. I'd rather go to the Carl's Jr. Burger. I'm sorry. The Dodger dog is no longer the Dodger dog I knew.
Now, you're loyal. They should know that.
Yeah, okay. And we have a new item at Dodger Stadium. What do they have there? Is this Freddle like this?
Yeah, so they have Tommy Lasorda's meatball marinara fries.
Wait a minute, I got to repeat that. It's known as the Tommy Lasorda Meatball Marinara Fries. Okay, Fred's got that look on his face. Tell him what's in it.
So he's going to deep fry meatballs.
Oh, here it is. Tell him about it.
So it's fries topped with meatballs, marinara, parmesan, and mozzarella cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the Dodger Stadium's most famous alumni.
That's the key to Tommy's stomach getting so big.
Tommy lends his name to this Italian influence fry and meatball concoction. So, Lon Rosen, if you're listening there at the Dodgers, get a better hot dog. Push in the meantime Tommy Lasorda's meatball marinara fries. Boy.
Yeah.
You see people like grabbing their guts as they run to the men's room. You know what they've been eating. What about the Rockies? What do they got? Give us a few more here.
This one's pretty weird. It's called Polar Pasta. It looks like spaghetti and meatballs, but in actuality, it's vanilla ice cream, donut holes, strawberry syrup, and mint.
Jeez, Louise.
She ate it. Louise had it the other night.
She loved it.
What about the Mets? What do they got? The championship burger? What's in that?
Yeah, so that one's a dry-aged beef patty burger with Maine lobster seafood salad on top, lobster fondue, charred lemon on a fennel brioche bun.
Yeah, you'll be gun-eyeing your way home. you're going to have to leave in the fourth inning.
How do people eat this at a baseball game?
Quickly. The Atlanta Braves have what they call the Fielder's Catch. What's that one, Corey?
That's a sandwich with two lobster tails, three fried oysters, sweet potato fries, candied bacon, shredded lettuce, lettuce and tomatoes for you, and a spicy peach remoulade. In a split top bun,
Fred.
Oh, the split top bun just pushed it over the top.
You might want to take a nice date or something to the Atlanta Braves for that. It's got lobster, oysters, sweet potato fries, candied bacon, shredded lettuce, tomatoes, and that sweet peach remoulade is good.
Yeah, they have a burger kind of pizza burger hot dog combo.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the finger pull.
Where is that, at the Met Stadium?
It's a lot of these real...
You just grab the guy's finger? I can hear it.
Yeah.
Hear it now.
You just reach over and let your date pull your finger.
Okay, Corey, with Texas Rangers, let's travel to Texas. They've got the Elvis, thank you very much, the Elvis Jabberdog. Give us this one.
2 feet of a brownie rolled in Rice Krispies, dipped in funnel cake batter and deep fried, and to top it all off, drizzled with strawberry and chocolate sauce.
Oh.
Good, Fred?
That's tantalizing.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one.
That one sounds pretty good.
They also got the Murfadilla. What's the Murfadilla named after? David Murphy, favorite outfielder?
Yep.
Okay, and what is this?
This one's insane. It is a 24-inch quesadilla filled with shredded cheese, pico de gallo, beef brisket, and on a bed of Doritos.
Mm. Well, that's perfect. that really challenges you to stay in the men's room for 4 innings until everything is clear.
You know, You're coming out of there. There's a line out here. So let me tell you.
Send in the squad to pull him out of there.
I'm telling you. So when you go stadium by stadium, a lot of people make stadium tours. In fact, they put them on with this. You go around. You got to get these foods. You go to Pittsburgh, you go to the Pirates, they got something called the Closer.
The Closer's a triple-decker grilled cheese sandwich stuffed with 9 different types of cheeses and adorned with canny bacon.
That might be
good. They emptied the cheese wheel on that one, baby.
That's good. The Astros, Jim Crane came up with a special thing for the Astros. It's called the Mac Bat. What's that? I'm sorry. It's called the chicken and waffle cone. Pardon me.
So that one's a waffle cone filled with mashed potatoes.
Ah.
And topped with fried chicken nuggets and drizzled with honey mustard.
I think that's probably the best thing about the Astros. Is that
that's what you want when you're cheating the other team.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Rays have the Mac Bat. Now, what is that?
The Mac Bat is a bread cone filled with mac and cheese and topped with your choice of chili, bacon, or tomatoes.
Whose choice?
Your choice.
Your choice, Fred, on those. I'd go all three. White Sox have a terrible team this year. Maybe it's the worst in baseball. So they've got a bacon flight because even the bacon is running out of the stadium.
No.
And what is the bacon flight?
So a bacon flight is a flight of 4 flavors of bacon, mm-hmm. brown sugar, jalapeno, black pepper, and barbecue.
Oh, and they missed the little cup of bleach. That you put in there.
No, they don't
really
want to do that.
It really cuts through the fat.
And finally, the Arizona Diamondbacks have the, and this is good because churros are popular, but they've got the churro dog. What is that?
Churro dog is a churro inside a donut topped with ice cream and chocolate sauce.
Bread?
That's simple. It's to the point. It's direct. It's got spirit, verve. It's got everything it says, relief pitcher. Because that's all they're eating out there in the bullpen.
Now, can you get these sent to us so we can actually taste them here in studio maybe next week?
I'll talk to my representatives.
See if you could and get some of these great food items over there. We'll post this at our website, thefreddryershow.com. Fred, you might as well. People should have a menu of where to go. Can we do that, Corey? Get it up on the website?
Yeah, let's definitely do it.
It should be a GPS, actually.
Maybe recipes. Yeah, GPS to get to the game and get there early.
You're going to need the GPS to get you to the bathroom.
We'll be back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
And then down to the freeway.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24, price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades, So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Power comes in many forms. The beloved power nap, the enviable power couple, the celebrated power hitter. But around here, Kohl's Cash is power. And if you earned it recently, it's time for your power trip to Kohl's. Will you redeem your Kohl's Cash on those Adidas sneakers you've been eyeing? Will you flex at the block party with that new ice cream maker? Will you replace your kids' favorite shorts because they outgrew them again? However you redeem your Kohl's Cash before it expires, more power to you. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's. Additional exclusions may apply.
Welcome back. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Fred Dreyer here with you, along with the yours truly, Michael Horn. Corey Marino is here. Somehow we lost you in the video, Corey. I don't know what happened to you, but you're still here. You can talk to us as our producer. But before we get to that, Fred, we got to go to, on our Facebook Live feed here, we do take comments from the listeners. And we got some comments here. A big hello from Bruce. Lori says hi to you and I, Fred, and also to you, Corey. And they're from the land of fresh sweet corn. I think it's Iowa, I think, is where they're hanging out these days. Jenny says hello from Santa Maria. And wondering, Fred, do you think you and Stephanie might be at the Hollywood show in Burbank in October? Fred, your thoughts on that?
I'm thinking that I will be there.
Yeah, stay tuned. We got some good shots of them, I'll tell you. Martine says hello to you, Corey, also, since you're here. And she loves baseball talk. Cape Canaveral is where she's from. Nikki is in Nebraska saying hi. Jenny says the Dodgers need to get their closing pitchers built back up. In other words, the relievers. And she's got a comment here for you, Fred. Yeah. Evan Phillips, who was great, has really been slumping lately. And as much as she loves Alec Vesia, he has had some problems lately. They may have used him too much. What are your thoughts on this, Fred?
Well, other than this dog constantly bothering me.
Fred brought his dog into the studio. Yeah, go ahead.
And he's down below here. It's really funny. Thing.
Go ahead.
Let's see.
So what do you think? Vesia, has it just been a little pimple in
all
his...
All of these Dodger pitchers are suspect. All of them.
Well, they burn them out a little bit, don't they?
Well, none of them. It's, to me, talk back. I keep saying this. You know, if I'm a pitcher on the Dodgers, I'm going to rabble-rouse a little bit, and I'm going to get on some of my fellow teammates, and I'm going to start putting together a beanball party.
What is a beanball party?
That means whoever goes into the game as the first reliever in a game,
yes,
has to deck the first battery.
So you would throw at the batters, you know?
I would absolutely throw at them. I'd give an interview to the press when I come into a city, like you're coming into Pittsburgh, let's say.
Yes.
And you just say the people of Pittsburgh deserve to have
some excitement.
Some professional pitchers come out here and show them how to put guys on the ground.
Well,
if I get in the game, I'm gonna establish my beanball.
Well, what about Evan Phillips now? He was doing well, and all of a sudden, the last 2 weeks, the velocity's gone or something. Corey, your thoughts on that? He's not been doing well, right?
He has not. I don't know what happened. He used to be our closer, and now he can't. He's let up 3 runs in like the last 3 games each game.
He's our opener.
Yeah, he's. Change him to an opener. That might be good. So Jenny, you got some good thoughts there. Nikki says hello. She loves the fast food choices. And Lori also mentioned, what happened to the plain old hot dog, you know? But again, I told you the Dodger dogs are not what they used to be.
They're not.
No way.
They're terrible.
Yeah, you don't want to have that. So that is... I don't know, pretty interesting stuff. Now, the NFL is in the news here, Fred. We've got some new, they're going to replace this season the chain gang. You know, what is it, Corey? The chains that they hold on for first down measurements?
10-yard chain.
Yeah.
I think they're doing it in the preseason. They're going to see how it works.
So they're going to do it in the preseason. And this new technology, what they've got is the NFL executive, a guy by the name of Gary Brantley, was talking to the news, and he said the league is going to test Sony's Hawkeye technology during some preseason games. You're absolutely right. And the system wouldn't be ready for the implementation until next season, but it could happen sooner if they like it. And I think what it is, it's like if you go to Home Depot and you get those laser measurements to see and measure your room. Why don't we just play a video game instead of having a football game?
Do we have to go to the game at all?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, according to this guy, Gary Brantley of the NFL, he says, we're in the installation phase for all of our stadiums, really getting them calibrated and up to date, he said. And we're just really getting to a place where the system is as accurate as possible and really calibrating across our multiple stadiums. We have multiple stadiums with multiple dimensions inside of those stadiums with a different age. So we're really just going through the installation of putting in the infrastructure and making sure these cameras are installed. This guy can run for president. He's double talks everybody.
What country?
Venezuela, I think, needs one.
It could be. It's there. Now, there's some new rules.
Let me get braced in here.
Yeah, get up to that microphone because I need your comments on this, Fred. Move up there. The onside kick. Onside kicks this year are also now entirely limited to the fourth quarter of the game only.
Why is that?
So teams can't use the kick as a surprise effort to get the ball back in the middle of a game and build
a
lead. Why wouldn't you want to use that? That's a great thing to have.
You mean they're taking away the surprise element of the game?
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be a problem this year.
Okay, what are you going to say?
Well, I'm going to pick my spot, certainly.
Yeah. But
the idiocy of what's going on here is not to be believed.
Exactly. That's your comments on that. And speaking of building a lead, onside kicks are now also limited only to teams that are trailing.
Oh, well, that's another excuse we need not to go to the game.
That's right. So if you're winning and you're trying to secure an added advantage through the gamble of an onside kick, you're out of luck. This is stupid.
Yeah, beyond that.
Is this supposed to speed the game up, Corey?
Corey? I think you ought to bring out that list of food that we can get.
Feed it to the refs. This is stupid. Now, there's a new challenge rule for you, Fred, here in the NFL has approved a measure to allow teams a third replay challenge after just one successful challenge earlier in the game. Previously, you had to have two successful challenges to earn that third. So that'll take more time when somebody challenges the rule.
Well, why don't we make it four challenges?
That's next year. There's a reviewable play. The NFL is now going to allow two more types of plays to be reviewed via replay. Officials can now assess whether or not a passer was down or out of bounds prior to throwing a pass and whether or not the play clock expired before the ball was snapped through replay reviews.
They should have a segment called Did He or Didn't? and everybody in the stands gets to draw their own conclusion if a guy made a touchdown or not.
This is it. That's good. Now, you've been following the Olympics at all, gentlemen?
I haven't, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I haven't, but now I have because this Stefan Nedorozic, he's the guy that wears glasses and is on the pommel horse, which is that the side horse? I mean, come on.
It's the same thing.
I'm an old timer. I like to have it be called the side horse. What does pommel mean? You know, you pommel some guy to the ground. They're saying, the pommel horse, also known as a side horse. Pommel horse is a piece of equipment that in gymnastic routines is typically used by male gymnasts during competition. So this guy has the glasses. I guess he's got some kind of a vision problem, cross-eyed or something
he's
like
cross-eyed.
That. And he was able to get a bronze medal and got on that pommel horse and nailed it. Now, he's from Slovakia, so this means he could be a hockey player. I'm a Czech. He's Slovakia. If we got together and met, we could bring Czechoslovakia back together.
You could have some kids, the two of you.
Thank you, Fred.
You have prime Olympian genes.
That's good.
Oh, he really does. He really does. You're really, you're going to be.
I thought I had Levi genes.
You're going to be a good sport about this, too. I can tell.
All right, Fred, we got some more comments for you here now. If you want to, an email from Jeremy Tanner. He says, "Hi, Fred. I enjoy listening to you about your playing days and fellow players. Other than Vince Ferragamo, which players from the Rams that you've played with do you consider some of your closer friends, and how often do you speak to them?"
I don't have any other than Vinny where I call. Other than Vinny, where I call him up and yell at him, I don't see a lot of my friends anymore.
During training camps opened up now in a lot of places, so you might go down there and meet some guys.
Yeah, I might go. If Vinny goes down, I'll go down.
Now, he says, Jeremy Tanner says, curious to your relationships with players like Jack Youngblood and Harold Jackson.
Yeah, these guys are in Florida.
Are they really? Everybody's gone to Florida. Everybody. Corey, you're going. You're moving after the show, aren't you?
I am. Bags are packed.
Anyway, so Jeremy, thanks for the email. It says, to you, Fred, continued good health and many thanks as always.
Thank you. I will cherish those words. Thank you.
Now, we got a big event coming up here on your movie and TV career. And this comes to us from Pamela. She says, Hunter fans are getting ready, listen to this, to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the premiere. It's amazing. You're only 38 years old. Hunter fans are getting ready to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the premiere of Hunter this September. And remembering some of their favorite episodes, one of which is a big vote by a lot of fans, Unfinished Business from February 1990. That one always gets the most votes.
Well, that one is probably that's the one that really stands up to time.
Well, it's the original premise, and I want you to comment on this if you can. The original premise has Hunter and McCall being partners and good friends, but never romantically involved. That was the thing there. Never really, you guys were friends. You and Stephanie both agreed you didn't want to go in that direction either. Was that correct in the show?
No. It ruins the series when you do that.
It does. Okay, so that you didn't want to go in that direction, that you didn't want it to be another heart-to-heart, as I recall, right? Wasn't that
And I don't want her to yell downstairs, "Honey, could you take out the trash?"
Now, in season six, from the network and the fans, the producers caved, and the episode Unfinished Business was written and partly told in flashbacks, in which 3 years earlier, after Hunter and McCall had enjoyed dinner together, they didn't want the evening to end, so McCall invites you over into the house for coffee, and that I guess you decide to go for coffee.
It was decaf.
This time they succumbed to their feelings, and it became one and only one time that the two of them apparently slept together.
Oh.
The scene where they passionately kissed, probably the most romantic kissing scene ever. This one's coming up.
It's I can't.
What's wrong, Fred?
Watch this because it's too passionate.
Really? Okay, so
get you hot and bothered.
Yeah, this is gonna be one
it's
of your.
It's just too much passion.
So,
Mike,
so they kiss. So anyway, it's beautifully filmed, wonderful music, according to Pam.
Nobody cares.
Fans adored it.
It looked like a porno. They wouldn't care.
Then they return to the present, and the ending was terrific. After a long week solving a case, Hunter drives McCall home, and at the front door,
what
McCall
do
asks, "Do you want to come in and have some coffee?" She asks at the front door. And what was your answer, Fred?
And I said, "Do I have to?"
And apparently, there's a surprised look on your face, and it leaves everyone asking, did he or didn't he? Fred?
What?
Did he or didn't he?
Yes, well, there it is.
It's one of your better ones, Pamela. I like that a lot. We're going to post these photos, by the way, at the FredDreyerShow.com website. And watch this episode. It's coming up, 40th anniversary of Hunter in September. And the episode is called Unfinished Business.
How do you know it's coming up?
She just told us. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. It is the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic Fred Dreyer. Corey Marino, our producer, is here. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks so much, Corey, for being with us today. It was fun to have
you. Yes, Corey. It's good to see you up here at the desk.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, you guys.
No, I'm just saying. So we got one final story here, and this is from the Olympics. Again, they've got basketball in there, and apparently the Lakers forward, Rui Hachimura, was ejected from the Olympic game. Now, he's playing not on the American team. Is he playing? He's playing for the Japanese team. Is that right?
Yeah, he's playing for the Japanese team.
So what happened?
So it actually was, they said it was for an excessive foul.
You didn't think so, though. I didn't see the game, huh? Did you see it, Fred?
No, I didn't.
Yes, okay, Fred, thank you.
Rudy Gobert went up for a shot, and he kind of pulled down his arm a little bit. I think they were trying to send a message to stop fooling around. I don't know.
Yeah, these are the Olympics.
Sending a message. Don't watch the Olympics.
No, that was the opening ceremony.
That was the opening ceremony, Fred. When they had that Last Supper scene. Well, that wasn't the Last Supper. That was some artistic. There was a Last Supper, and the guy's nut was hanging out. What I could tell you.
Uh-oh.
It was terrible. It was on TV. Kids watching that. Anyway, Japan lost in that game that Hachimura was there, ejected from 94-90. Who were they playing in that?
They were playing France.
France. Okay, so they lost to France. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so it's good to see basketball. I'll be tuning in and watching a little bit more. Huh? You watching it, Corey?
Yeah, I was watching basketball. I was actually also watching rugby, women's rugby.
Really?
I did.
We're going to have a full report next week?
Well, I mean, they won the equivalent to a 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown in the last 7 seconds. Well, they won the bronze.
Pretty good. That's pretty nice.
Well, it's very professional.
All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, gosh, email Fred any questions you got. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Anything you want to know, Fred's available.
Anything?
Fred Dreyer.
Well, I got to get home and get ready for this bombardment.
That's it. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
Nasty questions you're going to ask me.
Follow him on X at Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can follow me on X at MikeHornCRN. And that's our show. Check out our website, FredDreyerShow.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
I don't have any.
That's good. Corey, we'll see you next time.
I have one. Good. Corey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And you'll have the pizzas next week.
Right? Oh, I got the pizzas.
Okay. Pizzas next week.